Welcome to a special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, General Manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are we doing, Gino?
We're doing excellent. Thanks for having me again. Here we are. And remember, if you have anything to add to the conversation this evening, you can text us at 603-356-9145. Again, that number is 603-356-9145. You can also email us at office@wmwv.com.
I'd like to thank our sponsors for this evening, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, Certified Public Accountants, and Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. And now I'd like to invite our guest this evening, and that's Rob Barsamian, President of OVP Management Incorporated, Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing. How are we doing tonight, Rob?
We're doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, thank you for being on our program. I know lots of people out there right now are thinking about the retail sector here in North Conway and how things are going to be affected in the long run. And obviously, you're a huge part of that, being one of the largest employers in the valley with your complexes. So let me get started with some questions here I have. What stores, restaurants are still open in your properties? Are there any?
Well, in Crossing, we have a couple. So there's Irving, obviously Irving Oil for gas and conveniences, Northway Bank, Walgreens, and Starbucks. So those are the primary stores that are open at this time.
Excellent. Yeah, and I saw a very big line at Starbucks today, so.
Right. Well, seems to always be. I think because they have the drive-up window, I think it worked out okay for them to continue to operate and serve the community.
So getting into some more interesting stuff, the governor is talking about Chris Sununu opening the state maybe in late May. And what is Settlers Green doing to get shopping centers ready and open and stuff like that? How are you going to approach this?
Well, I think obviously we're looking at all the guidelines that are available by, state and local guidelines plus the federal guidelines to make sure that we have a safe environment for everyone. And we're putting in a reopening strategy that we'll be sending out to all of our tenants and making available online also, that will incorporate all the things that we've been working on, from, cleaning to how we're going to deal with some curbside sales, to installing signage to make people aware, encourage social distancing, working with the tenants, prior to their opening. We're going to be monitoring the shopping centers and monitoring shopping centers across the country to see what other guidelines and other appropriate measures they're going to be putting in. So we have a whole host of people looking at this kind of as we speak. And we're staying in touch with all of our tenants, locally and nationally, and all of our developer friends that own other malls, and we're all collaborating to see what the right process will be. Like, every area will be a little different because we're an open area mall. I think we have a little bit of an advantage, mm-hmm. So that people can spread out a little bit easier. We're going to be beginning that process, I think, in the next couple weeks. And then from there, I think we're going to learn as we go in some ways, right? But it'll be a collaboration between what we really feel is an appropriate way to open, along with the tenants, along with all the guidelines that are available to us.
Yep, very. I understand that. That's very good. And basically, so what you're saying is you don't really anticipate just like, okay, May, whatever date that people, or June, or whenever it comes down the pike, that you're just going to open up and everything's business as usual. There are going to be some steps and some processes to get things open.
I think so. I think our hours will be probably not the same. I think for the first month, we may have a shorter period of hours. There's a lot of tenants that have a lot of merchandise that may want to do some kind of sidewalk sales. We have to figure that out. Not everyone may open at the same time. I mean, we're hoping that's the case. A lot of it's going to depend on when New Hampshire opens up also. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure it's going to be safe and we're ready to open. So, you know, we're hoping that it's sometime around Memorial Day. That's kind of where we envision this taking place. It could be a little earlier, and we'll be ready either way, and I think it'll be a gradual process, not necessarily with half the mall opening, not like that, but with maybe limited hours, with a little more structure, and so on and so forth, till everyone gets kind of back to whatever our normal will be.
And now, how do you see things going in terms of once you open, the stores start opening, and starting to market towards the out-of-state people from New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, wherever? Obviously, it's going to depend, I'm guessing, on how they open their states. But how do you see marketing going and how important that's going to be to get people to come back in the Valley at that point if it's safe?
Well, you know, North Conway and the Valley as a whole, you know, people, I think, are really probably, it's going to be probably one of the areas that people will be excited to come to because we have so many outdoor activities, right? I mean, you know, we look at us as we're like an activity within the Valley. So we're just another one of those activities, but we have never really stopped marketing. We're supporting local media, radio station, Conway Daily Sun. We think it's important to keep supporting those community resources. At the same time, we are preparing to launch a big campaign to lure the out-of-state shoppers back with promotional events and activities designed to encourage their return, with obviously all the guidelines in place. So there'll be a lot of demand out there, I believe, from the urban areas to get back to nature in the Valley. And we're going to benefit from that. We just have to do it in a responsible way so that not only the retailers and our staff feel safe, but the community feels safe. So there's always that balance. You know, we're not going to open until we're 100% sure that, you know, all our T's have been crossed and I's have been dotted. And then, you know, I know there's always a risk, and we're all going to have to be aware of that, but we're going to do whatever we can to limit, you know, the risk for the people as much as we can, knowing that we're a shopping center where people do all kind of come together.
So through this process, and again, we were talking earlier that you have several other properties around New England, shopping centers and whatnot. Obviously, this has been a huge disruption for this because of the shutdown. And I will say, you know, right from the get-go, Settlers Green adhered to all those things and closed down and made this town safe. And you guys are one of the largest employers in our town, which is a very important thing for us. And the shopping issue is, like you said, it's an activity in this town, just as hiking is, just as skiing is, just as anything is. People come here to shop and to look through the stores. So it's very important, obviously, for the area to get it back up and going as soon as possible. How do you think the Valley will change after this?
Well, I think, like, across the country, including North Conway, there's been more of a sense of community, I think, right? People wanting to help people. People wanting to support people. More than ever, the local businesses, the support of the healthcare worker, the grocery person, the grocery staff, the warehouse staff. You know, people we didn't really hear that much about a lot of the time, right? Boy, has there been an appreciation for all those hardworking people that have all those jobs. So I think that, I hope that continues, you know, so that we get a better sense of community. I mean, we really feel that we wanted Settlers Green, Settlers Crossing to always be a place that the community could go to. And we've really worked hard over the last, you know, umpteen years to fit in and not stand out. And hopefully we've done that. And I think you're going to see more of that. And I think that I hope is a change for the better. Even, you know, this is a situation no one could control, but the Valley has always been a place for joy, for families, for out-of-town visitors. You know, thousands of visitors come to the Valley to do all the things that are all the activities that are available to them. So that's our sense of it, is that we're going to have a better sense of community right across the board.